from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Obviously, the big story of the week going into this week's final preseason game, and who knows, maybe this will be the final preseason game of all time, that the Browns will take on the Seattle Seahawks tomorrow on the Browns Radio Network. You'll listen to it. Deshaun Watson, full participant in practice yesterday. Right, what does that mean for Saturday, and does it really even matter at this point? Because it's been kind of an emotional roller coaster, and I don't know why I care, because the game doesn't mean anything other than the fact that I think we want to see Deshaun Watson get out there, get some reps, feel like he's ready to go for the first game of the season against Dallas. The last thing we want to watch is the first game against Dallas where all of a sudden no one's tackling and your quarterback's throwing the ball into the ground, and then everyone turns around and goes, well, these guys aren't ready. Well, if they're not ready, who's that on? That's ready. That's on the coaching staff, if you ask me. If the players aren't ready, it's on the coaching staff. Now, obviously, if there's players that are injured and are trying to work their way back and battle through it and, you know, get to that first game and be able to play, and maybe not at 100%, but able to play, and they might look a little rusty, it's a little bit more understandable. I just don't know where we are with Deshaun Watson right now. And I don't know what they're trying to do. And what are we going to see in this game? What are you going to see in the second half of this game with Tyler Huntley and Dorian Thompson-Robinson, with trade rumors swirling about, you know, who's going to be available to be a quarterback for your team throughout the season if you want to get rid of one of these guys because you feel like you have an abundance? I don't. Man, I am waiting till the very last second to figure out what I'm doing with the quarterback room as far as, you know, DTR and as far as Tyler Huntley to make sure that I think Deshaun Watson is 10,000% ready to go. I'm not saying carry four quarterbacks on the roster when the season starts or when the rosters have to be in on Tuesday, but I'm hesitant, man. I just don't – after watching what we watched, and you talked about the way the quarterback situation played out last year – I just don't think you can have enough quarterbacks in the NFL right now, and the Browns seem to be one of those teams. So let me back it up. Here's my first question for you then, Dan. Watson was a full participant yesterday in practice. What does that mean for tomorrow?
All right, so let's yank the curtain back. Okay. For those of you who don't know how football practices go, for an NFL team is how I mean this. Typically, like, your Wednesday, Thursday are the install days. Those are the little bit tougher practices. Your Friday practice is usually a shorter practice. You do a couple red zone drills. Nothing massive, nothing out of control. You do a walkthrough in the morning, you do a couple red zone drills, and then that's it. It's why the Friday press conference is one of the shortest press conferences you will hear every single week from Kevin Stefanski. And the Friday practice is also really condensed. So the question that I have with this, is this Thursday practice that we are hooked on?
Yesterday.
Is that a typical NFL weekly Friday practice? Because if that's the case, then the Deshaun Watson workload for that Friday is lesser. And that's not meant to be an insult. That's just the truth of the matter. They do less throwing because they do less practicing. So if it's lesser, I could see this going any direction. If this is a full-blown practice where he made 50 some odd throws, Well, now we're having a different conversation, and it looks like he is on track to play if they are hooked on the idea that they want to get him in on the preseason and get him a couple of reps in the preseason. So that is the most non-answer possible unless I have more information. I'm not going to go out on a limb and say anything. The only thing I'll add on top of that, if he plays, great. If he doesn't play, great. I frankly don't care.
I'll tell you, here's what I'm looking forward to tomorrow. If he woke up today and didn't have any soreness in his shoulder or his arm, then, okay, that's another day forward. Wake up again tomorrow, get ready for the game. If it's sore, then no. You know, don't play him. Forget it. It's not worth it. It's not. But by the same token, if he's healthy, I'm putting him out there. If he doesn't feel any pain and the shoulder is pain-free, then go ahead, play him. Play him 15 plays and let him go out there. And of the 15 plays, let 10 of those be runs and let the other 5 be passes all less than 10 yards.
Right, short passing.
That's all they need to do. Just get him out there. It's like, you know, just put your foot in the water. That's all.
Right. I have a feeling we are going to run into stuff like this all season with him in the shoulder, and I think we all just need to mentally prepare ourselves now because we're talking about a shoulder injury that you typically see in baseball pitchers finding its way into football. The difference of baseball and football, of course, is the fact that no one is trying to tackle the pitcher. So I have a feeling we may run into this.
I've seen a couple guys try to do it. It's not pretty.
All right, good point.
The pitcher throws their glove. It's ugly.
The non-Robin Ventura dimension.
Well, that takes all the fun out of it.
Yeah, because that is the best baseball fight, but that's another argument for another day. No one's trying to tackle him. And so, or I should say, people are trying to tackle him. So I got a feeling we're going to run into this. And we're going to hear about this all season. Well, you know, it's a little sore. Well, Deshaun Watson woke up with a sore shoulder. Like, I think this is just coming. And I think we all just need to wrap our heads around this idea and just be fine with it and just trust the medical staff. And I think now, if there was ever a time to trust the Browns medical staff, it's right now. Because I think they learned from Baker.
Part of it's going to be him, too. Part of it's going to be like, Deshaun's going to be like, I'm not playing. Or I am playing. Either way. I want to play.
Well,
he's going to make an argument one way or another.
For what we know of Deshaun Watson, he wants to play. This narrative that's out there that Deshaun Watson doesn't want to play football, I think is very silly. I find it to be incredibly silly. This is a guy who played football with a punctured lung. This is a guy who was trying to get out there last season to play through this shoulder surgery. It took the Browns really having to shut him down. He has dealt with a boatload of injuries in his career, and he's played through a good amount of them. This narrative that Deshaun Watson is soft and therefore doesn't want to play, he just wants to sit back and collect his checks, I think is a misplaced narrative. I find it silly. So I think he wants to be out there. I think he wants to play. Hopefully the shoulder will allow it to happen. And if it doesn't, again, it's a third preseason game. The final score doesn't matter. Great. If he doesn't play week one, Andy, great. I'm fine with it.
See, I'm not there with you on that. I want him to play week one, and I don't know why. If he's not ready for week one and he's been able to throw and have a full practice by yesterday, what went wrong?
I don't think anything went wrong.
If he had a practice yesterday, he should be ready for week one against Dallas.
We're in uncharted waters, man. I mean, that's where I am with
this. Are we? Because we've been swimming in this for 2 years, the games that he hasn't played.
Well, especially with this shoulder injury is what I mean more than anything with uncharted waters. We've never had a quarterback have this kind of a shoulder injury.
He's been cleared. Remember, he said a couple weeks ago, they go, have you been cleared? And he was like, yeah, I've been cleared since the offseason. And thanked about 30 people along the way, all the doctors, and said, I've been cleared, I've been cleared, I've been cleared.
Yeah, we've been cleared, but cleared for what?
I still think to play at a regular full-fledged football level. Why would he say that? Why would he?
He could have easily said, I've been cleared for practice. I've been cleared for throwing.
I am fully cleared. He said, I am fully cleared.
I've been cleared to, you know, be able to do arm circles and warm up drills.
No, have been fully cleared to play football. If he has been fully cleared to play football and there is no soreness, he needs to be there against Dallas. This experiment is no longer an experiment.
No, it's not an experiment. The main reason that I say that is it feels like opening day for baseball, where we all freak out when somebody gets hurt and isn't there for opening day. And then we all have to remind ourselves that this is a start of a season that is longer than we all always remember. And that this isn't college football, where every single game, well, old college football, where every single game, if you lose, is death to your season. That's not the NFL. It is not death to your season if you
it's
lose.
It's death if you're bad in the beginning of the season. If you start the season 0-4, you got big troubles. 0-3 isn't, or 0-3 isn't much better.
You think
1-3 isn't much better? No, look at all the teams that fall apart when they have a really, really bad first month. You just can't have a bad first month. You can be 500. That's fine.
Right. And you look at the schedule, 500's on the table if you even played most of the way that you did last year with a broken offense. 500's the Raiders, I almost called them the Oakland Raiders, the Las Vegas Raiders are going to start Gardner Minshew at quarterback. Okay? Like, come along. Come on.
I'm going to ask you a bigger question.
The New York Giants,
you can talk
no offense to Poobah, outside of Malik Nabers, they're a mess.
Okay.
Like,
if we don't have a quarterback, we're a mess too. I don't care how good you think the offense looks.
And I don't think Jameis is the end-all be-all, but boy, on the list of placeholders, Jameis is not a bad placeholder.
What do you think the Browns will be against the AFC North?
I don't have to worry about that until November.
Well, you're going to have to worry about it because it tends
sorry,
to be
October,
the,
October 20th.
It tends to be the make or break of making the playoffs.
Right. And October 20th, we can have that conversation. I don't see an AFC North team until October 20th.
They need to be 4-2 against the AFC North.
Yeah. I could get behind that.
We but don't have a whole lot of our history since 99 doesn't have a whole lot of winning seasons against the North.
But that's not a conversation I have to have until October 20th.
But it is if you're going to just take these first couple games for granted and say, oh, if we lose to Dallas, we lost to Dallas, no big deal. It is a big deal. You have 17 unique opportunities to go out and win a game. I know I sound like Andrew Berry, but that's it. You have 17 chances to go out there and win, and we know they're not going to win.
Press conference where you ask questions and I barely answer them.
You can play that all you want, but it's the truth.
It's still the best quote. Everyone's favorite press conference where I don't answer any questions.
You can say what you want. Every game is a unique opportunity into its own.
You're right. Would you like
and
to go 17-0?
If your quarterback isn't there,
yes.
Yeah, I'd love to be 17.
Yeah, we'd all love to be
17-0.
I just don't think the linchpin idea is you run him out there and he's hurting because it's the beginning of the season. We have to get him in by the beginning of the season. Oh my God, if he doesn't
if
play
he
at the beginning of the season,
he is cleared and ready to play. The investment you've made in your quarterback, he needs to play. This is a make or break year for Deshaun. You know it. I know it.
Hell
and the
yeah.
whole season,
he knows it.
The whole season revolves around Deshaun. I don't care how good you think you are everywhere else. And the problem is Joe Flacco came in at the end of the year and showed you that this team can win without him. Whether you want to believe it or not, it's right there. So they put him back into another situation where he could go out there and get some victories. They brought in a complimentary quarterback to him, Jameis Winston. And Dorian, like, I think all of our quarterbacks kind of line up the same to not cause major disruption to the offense and the wide receivers and the way things play out.
Yeah, you're right. I think you can move to Jameis Winston and have a functioning offense that can win NFL games. Like, is he better than Deshaun Watson? I hope not, because if that answer ends up being yes, then you got a whole other can of worms you got to worry about.
But based on what you're saying, Jameis Winston doesn't have to be better than Deshaun Watson.
Right.
Jameis Winston just needs to be able to go out there and be coherent.
Right. Because this defense is, you're rolling back the same defense you had last year, which is, you know, everybody telling me one of the finest defenses on this earth, and there's no way in hell it could take a half step back. But, like, you're rolling out this defense that was really good, and even if it does take a half step back, you can still win with it and still be good with it and have quarterback play that's mediocre. And if Jameis Winston could roll out and play mediocre quarterback, like, you could go 2-2. You could go 3-1 against this schedule, and it wouldn't shock me with Jameis Winston at the helm. I don't think it is the end-all be-all. I would rather have Deshaun Watson's shoulder at 100% than have Deshaun Watson out there at 80% or 85% to start the season.
If the doctor told him he's clear, he needs to be out there against Dallas. I don't care about tomorrow. I'm getting tired of the argument. But I'm asking you, does he need to be out there tomorrow if he had a full practice yesterday? Are you ready to see Deshaun Watson, even if it's for 10 or 15 plays tomorrow? Or does it not make a difference at all? 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
A lot of stuff to talk about today. I'm really excited for the weekend. I mean, you got high school tonight, you got college football kicking off tomorrow, and you've also got the Browns tomorrow night. Plus, you've got the Guardians are back home, so let's see what they can do. They've got Texas coming up here, and then Kansas City, Pittsburgh, and then off to Kansas City again. So every game seems to be crucial right around now, and that's how somebody putting out magic numbers. I think it was like 33 yesterday, something like that. So, but with 36 games to go, which I was just kind of glancing through some stuff yesterday. So it is kind of fun to talk about magic numbers, but, man, you got to get some wins. Man, cut into that stuff. That would be nice. Deshaun Watson, still the big story as we try to head into tomorrow night's final preseason game at Seattle. The Browns taking on the Seahawks. You know you can listen to that game right here on 92.3 The Fan and the Browns Radio Network. In fact, I'll be on the Browns Radio Network for pregame. Ken Carmen starts 4 hours before the game, and then I'm on 2 hours before. And then, of course, you can always listen to the pregame show right here on 92.3 The Fan. At halftime, you've got Jeff, and then you've also got Jeff on the postgame show too, so you want to make sure you're listening to Jeff.
What our good buddy Tyvus Powell with
yeah,
both of you.
Yeah, Tyvus is with me for the final 2 hours of the pregame show on the network, and then he's with Jeff immediately following the game. So if you have a little bit of insomnia tomorrow night for that late night kickoff, make sure you're listening to Tyvus and you're listening to Jeff on 92.3 The Fan for the official postgame show right here on 92.3 The Fan. He is Dan Menigan. I'm Andy Baskin. Meredith Kane saying hello on the other side at 216-474-0092. I don't know if it's a quandary. I don't know if it's a dilemma. I don't know if it's an irritation. Just trying to figure out who your starting quarterback is, though, for your NFL team.
Two out of three of those can get solved with a bomb. You don't know what a bomb can do.
You okay?
Nobody
man?
Knows what a bomb can do. Can't trust a bomb.
You okay?
No.
I just want to make sure you're all right.
I've never been okay.
So you look at him and you're trying to figure out where they are in this quarterback situation. We have all sat here through the pain of watching Deshaun Watson not play. And then we've seen other quarterbacks step up, like at the end of last year with Joe Flacco, and have success. And I think that's all we want. I don't think it really matters what the name is on the back of the jersey. If a quarterback can get the ball down the field and the team can win, it could say anyone's name on the back of that jersey, because we're still so hungry and starving to have a winner and to try to get back to an AFC championship again and to make it to the promised land at the end for the first time ever is just a dream in the city. The question is, when you look at the quarterback you have in front of you and the investment that you've made in Deshaun Watson, the fact that he hasn't played a full season since he's been here, and now coming off of surgery where he looked good last year before he got hurt and you kind of felt like things were going in the right direction, then he got hurt. So now you're hoping that he's going to be full steam ahead going into this year. I know we all are. We all want him to be the guy that we want him to be going into this year. 2 days ago, you find out that he's got, you know, a little bit of soreness in his arm and didn't really practice. And then yesterday, you hear he practiced again. And then you had heard earlier the head coach say he's going to play against Seattle. He turned around and goes, "Are you sure? I didn't know that." And then all of a sudden, you're in this like, wait, does anyone know what's going on over there? Are they playing games? Are they just having fun? Or what's the deal? Here's what I would love to see. Deshaun Watson wake up tomorrow, not have any soreness, go out on the field, 15 snaps, 10 runs, 5 throws, off the field, break a sweat, game over. Game over. No question about whether he's ready or not. We'll know that he's ready. What do you want to see?
I don't care. I don't care if he plays tomorrow. I really don't.
Do you say that because you're tired of the story?
No, because I just don't think it matters. Putting him out there for 15 meaningless snaps is pointless to me. I'm from the Sean McVay school of like, why am I going to... The whole goal of this game is to take the guy who is holding the ball and slam him into the dirt. Why am I going to put my most important asset at risk to be slammed in the dirt more than I possibly have to? And with that idea, I'd rather have him get slammed in the dirt week one or even week two, if it comes to it, then have him get slammed in the dirt during a pointless preseason game. I just don't see it, because we've seen enough teams who do it both ways. Whether you want to go Andy Reid, where he's playing his starters in the preseason and finding his way to the Super Bowl, that's great. Sean McVay doesn't play his starters into the Super Bowl, or doesn't play his starters in the preseason, finds his way into the Super Bowl. There's no wrong answer here. I just personally am, hey, you only got X amount of hits in you. Why waste them on games that don't matter?
Ian is in Boston Heights. Hi, Ian. How are you?
How are you, Ian?
Hey, doing well, guys. Thanks for taking the call. There's no point to playing him on Saturday. I mean, what good can possibly come of it? They're not going to run anything exotic. The only thing that could happen is something bad. Nothing good can come from the preseason game. It doesn't count. There's absolutely no reason to play him, and there's absolutely no reason to play really any of the starters. I mean,
although Kevin has said he's planning on playing the starters.
Yeah, I know. Why, though? What's the point?
Because their job is football player, and you want them to break a sweat, and you want them to be ready for the season, because you know you're going to be frustrated week one if these guys don't look like they're ready. I mean, to lose to Dallas because you're flat foot.
It has nothing to do with the preseason. It has to do with practice. They should be getting ready at practice. I hear you. I do hear you.
The whole preparation thing, right?
Pulls a hamstring in the preseason and he can't play for 4 weeks. But if he scores two touchdowns in the preseason, does that help us get to the playoffs?
If a guy gets hurt in practice, you're like, okay, I guess that it's not good, but I guess it's fine. If a guy gets hurt in the preseason, now you're hearing it from ownership. You're hearing it down from there of people going, why in God's green earth was he even out there? This is 100%. Meaningless.
All right, I'm going to keep score.
It brings us to a bigger point. The preseason just needs to go.
Agreed.
Add one more week, add one more bye week, and it's better for everyone, the fans, the players. Everyone.
All right, Ian, I'm putting you in the don't play column. I'm gonna keep score here.
Appreciate
let's go Wayne in Cleveland. Wayne, play him.
Wayne?
Play him tomorrow or don't play him.
Hey, good morning, Dan.
Morning.
How y'all doing?
Good.
Doing well, man.
Like I was explaining to
Meredith,
Dan, he should get out there. He should get out there for a little bit. You know, just to see if he could develop a little continuity and timing with the players, because I look at it as if it is something wrong with him, and I don't know why Stefanski would say something about a sore arm. Is it a sore arm or is it a sore shoulder? And he needs to be honest, man.
General arm soreness.
General arm.
So, yeah, general arm. So I think that pretty much covers all of it from, I don't know if we consider fingers to be enhanced part of the arm. I don't know.
No, I wrist. I think it ends at the wrist.
Okay, that's wrist. Okay, ends at wrist.
But it's really up to Kevin Stefanski, you know. But, I mean, he shouldn't be leaving the fans in the dark, you know. Let's just see what happens.
All right, Wayne. Thank you. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend, my friend. Sal in Cleveland. Play him, don't play him.
How are you, Sal?
You know, I don't care. Like, the guy hasn't played for us in 2.5 years. I can't believe everyone's making a big deal over this. I mean, he's going to get hurt anyways at some point. He's unreliable. He brought a ton of baggage. Why do we care? Seriously,
it's our
why
football
do we care?
Team.
Yeah.
Are you saying why do we care about tomorrow, or why do we care about when we get to this?
Why are we making a big deal about tomorrow?
I think we want to believe that his shoulder's okay, and we want to see it for ourselves. I think a lot of people want to see that.
When he plays 8 games in a row, we should care. The guy can't get on the field for various reasons. I know we don't want to go back in history, but a lot. It's been 4 years since the guy's played 8 games in a row, and we're worried about him in a preseason game? I don't understand. You're making a big deal over a preseason game, and we can't get the guy healthy.
So you're in the team, don't play.
I
don't have don't care
don't
as a column. You have to be
care.
You have to be then, play then, or don't
then,
play.
Then play. Show me something play. And play.
Okay.
Show me something and play.
Sal wants him to play. Thank you, Sal. Appreciate it. Sal, I had Sal's name written down on don't play, and then I had to erase it. It's a good thing I'm using a pencil.
You should have something on there that just says numb. Because I think there is a huge chunk of this fan base that has just become numb. It's like, I don't even have feelings anymore.
Tommy, team play, team don't play. Tommy and Fort Myers.
Numb?
Or are you numb? No, numb. I'm not making the numb column.
I think numb needs to be
Sal
on there.
Sal was numb then. I didn't give Sal the opportunity to be numb. Tommy, play or don't play?
Well, that's not why I was really –
I know, but I need you to answer the question. As a Browns fan, I need you to answer that, man. Play or don't play?
I think he should play. You know, even just maybe one series just to get his feet.
All right, Tommy says play.
I think it'd be just fine.
Okay, Tommy, so it's 3-1 right now. Go ahead, Tommy. What do you want? What do you think?
No, I was just going to say you were talking about, you know, coming out of the gate and losing early in the season. This year, if that happens, I know I agree with everything you were saying there, but you didn't touch on this. They don't play anybody until late, so if they lose their first two games, then their division games are later. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah.
So those are always because they're waiting for the tiebreakers and everything. So it's very important. If they lose to the Raiders or Jacksonville or Dallas or Washington, you know, even if they're like 2-4 when they go to play Cincinnati, I wouldn't panic at all because I think they could just turn it on right there, and that's when it's most important. So I just wanted to chime in on that one and say, hey, go Guard Dogs. And Ann and Mary Sue and Jeff and Sandusky, I love you. Talk to you later.
All right. Little family, some shout outs, hanging out in Sandusky. Life is good. Jay.
Absolutely. I got to get there. I haven't been to Hollow Weekends in a hot minute. I need to find my way up there.
It's always kind of crazy up there. Jay's in Canton. Jay, hey, play or don't play?
Look. A play or don't play isn't the issue.
No. If you want to be on the show right now, you've got to answer that question, then you can say whatever you want.
I think that's numb.
Numb is not a question. No, you either play him or don't play him.
No, don't play
him. Don't play him. There you go, Jay. Okay.
Here's the thing. Okay. Now, the front office knows, Haslam knows, that his arm is no good. And they don't know what to do. He's got soreness in the arm. Well, okay, you got soreness in the arm. Why play him? Put him in the first game that counts, and if he's a disaster, they better go out and sign somebody like Flacco, which may be too late by then.
It's too late. He's in Indianapolis.
He's not coming back.
No. He's not walking through that door.
Get that name out of your mouth. He's not coming back. He's not coming back. It's not happening.
Is Joe Flacco coming back?
He's not coming back.
Are you sure?
Get that man's name out of your mouth.
Is Joe Flacco coming back? 216-474-0092. I'm just kidding.
Until he gets put in the Ring of Honor.
Please.
It'll be wonderful. He'll get a standing out for being the Ring of Honor.
All right, I'll let you participate in my imperfect survey here. Play him or don't play him. We are actually keeping score, so I'll tell you the score when we come back here. Also, Denzel Ward, how concerned are we about this concussion situation? So, it's concerning.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.